Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Odin's Movie Blog. I am the critic who is a cynic. How is everyone doing this evening? Welcome back to the One Man Low Council. Hello to the DLive world, DLive fam. Hello to everyone over on the YouTube fam. Hope everyone's doing well. We got Orange Hat Reviews. We got Tina, Bruce, U.S. Dutch Kitty. We got Captain Wingster, John Early, James Harold, Jeremy Swigs. The Senate is in here as well. J.K.D. Buck, what's going on, my bruv? Father Christopher Miller, hail father. Ryan S. Will Gentry, Stream Elements, Jagan 75 says, what's up? What's going on, brother? Apollo Patriot, blowing up the Discord chat, man, says, how about these Texas-Houston baseball game? Whoop, whoop, they're going to win. I think they are, too, Apollo. For those not following the baseballs, the sports balls, we got a World Series going on right now, and Astros are one game away from the World Series victory, and I'm definitely cheering for them. However, I'm happy that in the NL, the Washington Nationals got in because I like when teams that have never gotten there before or it's been a very long time get in because I sometimes get tired of the same teams getting in every year. So very happy to see that. Go Stros. Jeremy Swig says, Daddy, Gollum happening. Oh, so that's still going on from last stream, I see. Alice McCarthy says, howdy, Odin, how's it going? This is going to sound like a shocker, but I have Commando on my TV. No surprise there, good sir. We all know how you love your 1980s action cheese. Glonald Dover's in the chat. Jake75 says, you and John Talks are going live. Well, of course John Talks is going live. Of course. Who wouldn't go live when I'm going live? It's like a time-old tradition now, where people always have to go live when I'm going live, even though I always go live at the same time on Tuesday every single week. I got a schedule. I wish more people would gather a schedule together. I love John Talks, though. He's a good dude, good YouTube channel, good content. Markless Earth, what's going on, brother? The hunka chunka funka monkey, go to bed, man. I know it's late where you are. I know where you live, and I know it's late. He says, yo, then what's going on? How's it going? Tina says, Steph is still stuck at work. She got slammed. She'll jump in as soon as she can escape. Well, no problem at all, Steph. You take your time. China Man says, what's up, my buddy Odin? What's going on? China Man, how's it going? We got some crazy news tonight, everybody, because for those that have not been following it the last 24 hours, D&D, Benioff and Weiss, the destroyers of Game of Thrones, are now officially out of the Star Wars game. For those that have not been following it, you may have forgotten that they were given a really sweet 250. Let me double check my numbers real quick, but I'm pretty sure, yes. According to Bounding Into Comics is my source. They reportedly inked a deal with Netflix in August, close to $250 million for 5 years. So they're going to be making content for Netflix. $250 million. That's insane. After what they did with Game of Thrones, you have got to be crazy to throw them that much money. I can understand trying to get them on to do a couple of shows because obviously they're still a hot commodity because let's be honest, season 8 sucked and yet people still kept watching it, right? Even though the show sucked, people still kept watching it. And so it makes sense to me that certain studios, that certain executives would say, oh, we should bring these people on. But not for $250 million, not for them to be the sole creators of the content. They have not proven themselves to be able to do it on their own. Because guess what? When they were given Game of Thrones, when they're no longer being held together by George R. R. Martin, when they were no longer being held and led by the hand by the master himself of the Game of Thrones, they failed. They faltered. They did a terrible job. And now they're no longer in Star Wars. And this, as I said in the video today, leaves everyone with no winners. There are really no winners here. Some people are saying, oh, but we win because we don't have to worry about D&D messing up Star Wars. But here's the problem with that. Star Wars is already messed up. So that's kind of a no-brainer already. That's kind of just a non-argument. And now what you've done is you've left a void open for them to try and bring in somebody who's going to be a lot cheaper. For them to bring in somebody, and I threw this name around, but in all honesty, I think that this move by Dan and Dave, I think that this move by Benioff and Weiss leaves open the possibility for them to even consider bringing back Rian Johnson. I know, trust me, I don't want to see that. Most of us here don't want to see that. Most of us here would say, "What? You're crazy, Odin. What are you talking about, Rian Johnson? Rian Johnson's gone." The problem, though, is that now you've left this giant void because that was their future. Remember that in the very beginning, the early reports were that they had signed on to do a series of movies. They had signed on to do an entire series. Most of us assumed a trilogy. most likely dealing with the Old Republic. Many of us were excited for that, of course, until Game of Thrones fell apart. And then, of course, once their name began to become more popular, and once their name was like the future hope, right? They were the hope at one point. Remember this. There was a time when Benioff and Weiss were the hope. And it was when they became more of the hope of the future of Star Wars, guess whose name started to become less important? Rian Johnson. That's not there anymore. Now they've just had more names, big names, right? Whether we like them or not, they are big names. They are household names at this point, for better or for worse. But they have now more household names that have said, yeah, see you later. They have shown consistently issues, Kathleen Kennedy especially, being able to work with other people. She sucks at it. She brings on people like Lord Miller and then fires them after 80% of the movie is shot. Brings on people like Colin Trevorrow and then says, oh, no, you want to try and respect Star Wars. No, that's not the vision that we're going with. You're gone. And then brings JJ back. So that's the thing, right? They bring on JJ. They don't want JJ for all three movies, and then they bring him back for the last one. They want D&D for this new trilogy, and now they're gone. They left on their own. Who do you think they're going to go to? There's a good chance, everybody, that they could go back to Rian Johnson because he probably wouldn't cost nearly as much, and they know that they could essentially control him to do whatever it is that they want him to do. They know that he's a team player. They know that's what it's all about, and it's insane. It is absolutely insane. All right, D-Live fam, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Captain Dean Heiss is here. He says, D&D won't have a chance to ruin Star Wars more than it already is. That's a fair point. But again, who have they now left the door open to? There's a void left by their absence. Who's going to fill that spot? It's not going to be someone we want. Lord knows that. Some might say, oh, it'll be Kevin Feige. But Kevin Feige is more of a producer. So yeah, he might be producing the film, but who's going to be directing it? Who's going to be writing it? To me, this leaves a lot more chances. This leaves a lot more opportunities for nonsense to come creeping through the door. Kathleen Heiss just resubbed for 3 months. Damn, son. Captain Dean Heiss, thank you. That's very, very generous, man. Captain Dean Heiss coming in with a 3-month sub over on DLive. Thank you so much, man. That's very, very generous. Thank you so much. Captain Mr. Roy just donated 14 pumpkins. Oh, for Halloween, we've got pumpkins on DLive now. What's going on, DLive fam? We got some Halloween season going on over there. Thank you, Captain Mr. Roy, for the 14 pumpkins. Captain Mr. Roy also sent me a 4K copy of The Wizard of Oz, the remastered edition, and also an extra digital code. So once that comes in, that'll be a part of our giveaways for the future. Well, thank you very much for Captain Mr. Roy for those 14 pumpkins, man. And Captain K-Man coming in with a 2-pumpkin donation. You're awesome. D-Live fam coming in. Coming in hot tonight. Coming in hot. Jumping back over to YouTube, Captain Winkster says, can Rian rubbing his hands together thinking now it's time to shine? Captain Winkster, that's the point I just made, man. I think that that's what's going on. I think that now they're going to say, well, we kind of have to go with Rian now because he's the only one that has any interest left in doing it. Because that's the other part of this puzzle, is that you now have someone saying, nah, I'm going to pass on Star Wars. Pass on Star Wars? Who passes on Star Wars? Like, really think about it. Think about how many directors would love, at one point in time, would have loved to have done a Star Wars film. And now we live in the age of Kathleen Kennedy. Now we live in the age of Disney-run Star Wars, and now you got people leaving Star Wars projects. And we might have issues with them, and they are legitimate issues. But you still have people leaving Star Wars. Like, this is insane. And as I said, now you leave open that possibility where someone's got to come take over. Someone's got to get these movies. Why not get the person that's just going to be the yes man, who Kathleen Kennedy has admitted works very well with him? Oh, Lord. Super Anime Gamer says, hey, what is up, my dude? What's going on, Super Anime Gamer? Hello, hello, hello. Hope you are doing just fine. All right, Chad jumped on me a little bit, but I don't think anyone's comments have been skipped. But let me just try and find my place back in the chat. Let's see, Rosetta Allen. What's up, Rosetta? Says, hope your day is going awesome. I did 5 hours painting on streaming last night. Damn, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do a 5-hour stream. That would drive me insane. Harwood Bentho says, what are your thoughts on the new trailer for The Mandalorian? It's a solid trailer. I'm still very skeptical because it's still Disney-run Lucasfilm. And that nonsense is never going to get past me. I'm never going to forget what they've done with Star Wars so far. And even though I generally like Jon Favreau, and like the creative team that he has. Many of the directors, including Dave Filoni, who's taking now a real first shot at directing live-action Star Wars, with him directing a couple of the episodes of Mandalorian. Very excited to see that. However, even with a good trailer, just because you got a good trailer doesn't mean you've got a good series. Just because your trailer is wonderful doesn't mean that the series is going to deliver, because it's all about that creative team. It's all about the story. It's all about, are you going to be able to actually deliver on the day? And I don't think they've really shown themselves to be able to do so up to this point. And I'm talking there, of course, about Lucasfilm, Disney-run Lucasfilm. Zach Gregg says, "Hey, what's going on, good sir?" John Early says, "I think you should come to Mall of America sometime. The Mall of America movie theaters are awesome, Allfather." Sounds cool. Sounds cool. I don't even get to my own local theaters that often, so I definitely won't be making it out there anytime soon. Al McCarthy says, "Fun fact, Arnold tricked Stallone into starring in To Stop or My Mom Will Shoot." Wow. I didn't even know that was a movie. Hunka Chunka Funga Munga says, "It's only 11 p.m. Clocks went back the other day." Oh, nice. They haven't gone back for us quite yet, so congratulations, man. That's awesome. Glad that you could be with us tonight. That makes me very, very happy. Just know that the timing will be changing here soon, and when that happens, I don't know if you'll be joining us, because I think it's going to be the same time once again. I actually didn't know that times changed at different parts of the world like that, meaning, you know, jumping forward, jumping behind in time, you know, times, daylight saving time, etc. Tina says, "I didn't want to message you at 2 a.m. until I knew for sure. I was champing at the bit to let you know so you'd see it when you got up." Yeah, no, I didn't even see it in the chat when I got up. I saw it because there were literally 10,000 videos being posted about it. And I was like, oh, this is pretty big news. And then quick Google search, Deadline's reporting it. Okay, must be legitimate. Must be legitimate. Harbender says, "Did you hear that the Game of Thrones prequel show has been canceled?" I have. And you know what? Good on HBO. HBO is stepping back and saying, "You know what? That last season of Game of Thrones sucked. Fans are upset. It would be a stupid idea to pump in millions of dollars into this new series, expecting the old fans to come back when they're obviously not interested in it. And not to mention, the basic premise, the basic plot that we were being given was definitely not one that a lot of us would have been jumping onto, right? I think they realize now more than ever that they crapped the bed with Benioff and Weiss ruining their last season, and really, I think, building up to that ruin, because obviously they were starting to especially rush things the last couple of seasons. And I think now they're finally saying, yeah, you know what? we're gonna step back. We're going to step back. We're going to let Game of Thrones hatred cool off a little bit. And maybe I could see them maybe in the next 5 years coming back with the idea, because I think there will be a time where we might be ready for another Game of Thrones series if it's done right. You know, I think HBO, as far as being able to produce good content, has shown itself to be able to produce good content, but they need the right creative minds, the right directors, the right writers behind it. And I think their first line of duty will be to wait until George R. R. Martin finishes his last book and then try to get him on as either a screenwriter or to be on set like he was for the very beginning of the first series, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to recapture that same magic. But it's going to take a lot, and I think that they'll need a little bit of time. Will Gendry says, "Did you see Gary's video yesterday about those two? They basically admitted they weren't up to the job on Game of Thrones and shouldn't have been hired." I did not see that, but that is not surprising to me at all. To me, the bigger problem that I have with them leaving Star Wars is their reasoning, because they say, "We don't feel like we could give our full attention to Star Wars." Now, that's rich coming from the guys that couldn't give their full attention to Game of Thrones because of Star Wars. And now, all of a sudden, now they're stepping up saying, "Oh, it's too much on our plate." Sure it is. I honestly think it's them saying, "We don't want to touch this. We have already dragged our names through the mud enough. Let's start clean slate with Netflix, making our own content behind a paywall. That sounds much better than whatever it is that they would be doing with Lucasfilm." I think that's what it came down to. I think that they're trying to save as much face as they can. Because keep this in mind, too. We could be critical of Disney, and rightly so. Duck Fisney, as we like to say here on the channel. But at the end of the day, we can at least give them some credit for this. They put out schedules, and they usually stick to them. So if they say, "We're going to give you a Star Wars movie every year," like clockwork every year. They are able to say, "Here's our schedule for the next 5 years." They will stick to that schedule for the most part for the next 5 years. You don't really have a lot of other studios doing that. Netflix, Netflix, D&D are a lot happier with, because they'll say, "Oh, you mean we can get $250 million over a five-year period and we get to take our time creating the content? Oh, I'd much rather take that gig than have to work towards a deadline like Lucasfilm's going to ask me to do. Because Lord knows what they would come up with if that happened on a timeline. G-76 says, two down, unfortunately, Kathleen Kennedy and Roundhead still there. And I think that they are, to me, the more dangerous. There is a world where Benioff and Weiss could have made a good Star Wars movie if they weren't writing it. If they were just directing it and they had someone else writing it, it could have been good. I think overall their direction is okay. I think their direction is passable. It's the writing that has the biggest issues. I think we can all look at those episodes and say they're mostly, you know, technically speaking, pretty well made. Other than, of course, the night scenes that you couldn't see a damn thing. And they try to say, oh, it's your TVs. But I mean, there's some competence there from a direction standpoint. From a writing standpoint, not so much. So I think that there is a world where they could have done better. But Kathleen Kennedy, Roundhead, Rian Johnson, those are the ones I feel like that have still posed the most danger to the future of Star Wars. And also, of course, to the past and present of Star Wars as well. Ryan S. says, if you look at Netflix's balance sheet, I hope the payment was up front for them. Well, it's over a 5-year period. And yeah, something tells me that Netflix won't be around in 5 years. And this was their last ditch effort. They realized they needed to be able to get something special to try and increase their sub count. And they thought that they would bank on the hottest boys in town, D&D, coming off the hottest series in town. Not realizing the impact that it would have. Not realizing the impact that it would have on their industry, especially with the reaction that has come out from and about Game of Thrones since. I don't think they were ready for it. I think the deals were already in place before the season ended. They decided to go through with it anyway, and now we have what we have. It'll be interesting to see where Netflix is in 5 years. I don't think it'll exist in the same way it does now. And also, I don't think Dan and Dave will be a part of it in 5 years because I doubt that they will be able to bring in anybody. Because keep this in mind, who are they going to bring in? They're not going to bring in the Game of Thrones fans because a vast majority of them hated the last season. So why would they want to go support the people that destroyed their series? Because remember, why did they rush through the final season? Why did they keep things out? One, because HBO said, let's hold off on this narrative because we're holding it for our prequel. Oh, prequel's gone. So that was a waste. And then Dan and Dave were just rushing through things, not caring about anything, saying, she kind of forgot. You know, Daenerys kind of forgot about the fact that they can kill dragons. Kind of forgot, right? They got so lazy. And the reason why is because they had Star Wars on the mind. And then all of a sudden, Star Wars is falling apart in front of them. And they're like, Netflix is offering us $250 million where we can take our time. Maybe try and get a little heat off of us, and Star Wars is going to offer us some money, right? Disney money's pretty good still, but we'll have to work on a timeline, in a time frame. And I don't think they wanted to do that. I don't think they wanted to do that at all. And then Tina says, yep, that's been confirmed, and Lawrence Kasdan slammed Lucasfilm today. I love it. Lawrence Kasdan. Now that's a man right there. Can't say much about his son, but Lawrence Kasdan, that's a man. The Senate says, I laugh so hard when they quit Star Wars. Kathleen knows she crapped the bed when D&D and all the people left. Oh, for sure. You now have, let's keep this in mind, with D&D leaving, you have shills now coming out against Kathleen Kennedy in some aspects. You have the king of shills himself, John Campia, who just put out a tweet recently where he calls out Lucasfilm and calls out Kathleen Kennedy saying, this is not a good image. This is worrisome. And he lists off all of the people that have either been fired by her for creative differences, which he says, rightly so, you're responsible for making sure you're choosing the right people for Star Wars that are going to work with you. Why are you hiring all these people and then firing them when they're also through the process of filming the movie, right? Solo is the best example. They had already filmed most of the film, and what happened? They filmed most of the movie, and then she fires the person because, oh, this is not the direction. How do you not know the direction of the movie and the story 80% of the way through filming? You should already know pre-production. For those who don't know, pre-production takes a while. Pre-production is all about making sure you get all the locations scouted, make sure you have the story right, all the casting. All of that stuff is known. You know every single shot by the end of that pre-production period. Are there things that change in production? Absolutely. But you have the basic layout. And so what you have there is you have Kathleen Kennedy going through that pre-production period, going through 80% of the actual production process, and only then does she see that there's an issue. That's a giant red flag, that she has no idea what she's doing. This, again, them leaving Lucasfilm, leaving Star Wars. You have two guys saying, I don't want to direct a Star Wars movie. That is not anything that we can just simply ignore. That is huge. I mean, again, we can have our negative opinions on them because guess what? They're rightly and justified in us having those opinions. But we can't deny they're still big names, and big names in Hollywood. Emmy award-winning names. Remember that Game of Thrones, as bad as that final season was, still won Emmys for its final season. Not in writing, thank God, but still for the show. So Dan and Dave got Emmys even for that last season. They are big names in Hollywood. And they just said no to Kathleen Kennedy and to Lucasfilm and to Star Wars. If that doesn't tell you the current state of Star Wars, I don't know what else will. I would love to see the shills, John Campion included, try and hide what's going on now. Try and cover it up with their press passes, etc. The truth's got to come out, and hopefully this is going to start to be the breaking point, especially when you have John Campion coming out saying stuff. That's pretty bad. That is pretty bad. Bruce says, how much Game of Thrones have I watched? Zero. Yeah, man. And I would have said, hey, go and watch it, man. It's great. But now with that ending, it's not worth it. What you'll end up doing is investing hours and hours of your life just to be incredibly disappointed. And I don't think anyone's time is worth that disappointment. China Man says, HBO Max is making some cool announcements. Heard the platform will have all Warner Brothers movies from 1924, including RKO-produced films. That's great. China Man, that's actually really cool. And to be honest, I would love to hear Tina's thoughts on this. This is why Tina needs a YouTube channel, everyone. Let's get this in the chat right now. Everyone, tell Tina, make a channel. Tina, make a channel. Hashtag Tina YouTube. Hashtag Tina make YouTube channel. Whatever it is. But push her to make that channel, because that's the kind of stuff I want to hear her talk about, because she has one of the greatest historical minds of film. Seriously, one of the greatest minds that I've ever met when it comes to film history. Her and my friend Greta are probably the two brightest persons when it comes to film history. And that's why when Greta made her channel, I was like, I will support you all the way, because you know your stuff. You do your research. Tina doesn't even have to do research. Tina just knows it, man. Tina is amazing. And I will never stop praising her, because seriously, she's got over 100 subs and she has not made a single video for her channel. Go subscribe to her, but also say, hey, make some videos, because I would love to hear that, because that actually, I'm interested now in HBO Max, because I did not know that. I know there's also word coming out about them trying to get DC to make films for HBO. Now, of course, there's some issues with that because J.J. Abrams' name is mentioned, and I think that should cause some red flags, right? Just like it should in Star Wars, it should cause some red flags also in the realm of HBO and DC. But I would love to hear thoughts on that. Again, so what's being announced by Chinaman, and I'm assuming this is true, because I know I've been getting some reports tagged to me on Twitter, is that HBO Max is hosting all Warner Brothers movies. That's a giant collection. I have, just for everyone to know, let me just pull this down real quick, because I think this is important. So as you all know, I'm a Blu-ray collector, right? This is one of the best collections I have. I have the Warner Brothers collection. I have the 50-film collection. I can tell you right now, some of the most classic films you could ever think of are a part of the Warner Brothers catalog. And for them to get access to every movie, if that's true, every movie is going to be accessible from Warner Brothers catalog from 1924, that's insane. That's not just these 50 films right here. That is just even more. In fact, I'm kind of tempted now to actually pull this out. That way I can actually say, you know, what films will be a part of it. If I can remember how to open this thing. It's been a long time. All right, it uses magnets and everything. Let me see if I can find it. Just to give you all a little bit of example of what films are going to be available. But I mean, this is huge, right? So you got 1924, you got Grand Hotel, Mutiny on the Bounty, The Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind, Maltese Falcon, Mrs. Miniver, Casablanca, one of my all-time favorite films, if not my number one film, Treasure of the Sierra Madre, Streetcar Named Desire, American in Paris, Singing in the Rain, Gigi, North by Northwest, Ben-Hur. You also have How the West Was Won, Dr. Zhivago, Cool Hand Luke, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Dirty Harry Collection, Clockwork Orange, Exorcist, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Superman the Movie. Those are just the first 25. That's the kind of catalog that HBO Max is going to have now. You also have The Shining, Chariots of Fire, Risky Business, Amadeus, The Color Purple, Lethal Weapon, Alice McCarthy, The Lethal Weapon Collection, Full Metal Jacket, Driving Miss Daisy, Goodfellas, Unforgiven, The Bodyguard, Natural Born Killers, Shawshank Redemption, arguably one of the greatest films of all time, The Matrix, The Harry Potter Collection, The Lord of the Rings Collection, Million Dollar Baby, The Departed, Dark Knight, Hangover, Blindside, Sherlock Holmes, Inception. And those are just 50 of the films. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. And for anyone that wants to know, I got this thing for like $75 on a deal. You're never going to find it at that price anymore. I got this for Christmas one year. And man, I can't wait to hear Tina's reaction to that, because Tina loves some classic films. Let me tell you. Alice Carly says, they need Tarantino, not Roundhead. Oh man, could you imagine a Tarantino Star Wars film? Zach Gregg says, down with the mouse. Damn right. Harbenda says, a page on the Disney Star Wars is Dumb blog has quotes showing that Dan and Dave don't like fantasy and set out to de-emphasize Game of Thrones fantasy elements to make it appeal to non-fantasy fans. And that's one of the reasons why they had one of the biggest downfalls in history. Orange Eye Review says, leaving children to their own devices causes chaos. Ben Affleck and Weiss are the children in this scenario for season 8 of Game of Thrones, and Rian Johnson for Star Wars. They have no talent. Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth in that. Alice Martinez says, hello there. Hello there. Lou says, g'day, mate. Can't stay. Ruddy moving house. Take care, everyone. Well, Lou, good luck with the moving of the house, man. Soul Assassin says, so any plans for Halloween? Not me. I'm usually not a big Halloween fan. However, I will try and eat tons of candy. Bruce says, they can let Dave Filoni do a movie. I'd be down for that. I want to wait until this is, I kind of want to wait to see his episodes for The Mandalorian, to be honest. I want to see how he handles it. I think he'll do a great job because I know what he can do in animation. I kind of want to see what he does with live action before I go that far, but I want him to at least write a movie. I think he could write a movie very easily. Alice Martinez says, no offense, Allfather. I think you might need a haircut. All respect to your Allfatherness. Haircut. Haircut, Alex Martinez. I've been planning on getting one for a while anyway. Thanks for noticing. As my dog stare into your soul in the background. Grandmaster Yoda says, with episodes 9 retcon, Return of the Jedi, I will see the Disney hire Rian so the film flops. Stoneheart, with no nostalgia, Disney has no chance to make money out of Star Wars. I still think episode 9 will make profit. How much profit? Giant question mark. All right. Chat jumped on me, so if your comment got skipped, I am very sorry, but I'm at 712 in the chat, at 728 where I am, so I'm about 20 minutes or so behind, like normal. Welcome to the channel, everyone. If it's been a while, I fall behind every now and then. We got almost 100 people in the chat, so thank you so much for being here. Smash that like button. It helps me out a lot, and it's for free. Author Stephen Walton says, I might be gay for Odin's beard. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, but my beard is taken. Super says, yes, Star Wars is a wreck, but people were thinking D&D would get Knights of the Old Republic, and I'd say screwing that up would make it worse. Personally, just didn't think they deserved it. And yeah, I think that there's definitely a case to be made there, but I think there's also a case to be made for the fact that we don't know who's going to get access. We now don't know who it's going to be. I would rather know, you know, the devil that you know is better than the devil that you don't know, as they oftentimes say, right? And so obviously I wouldn't want them to have Star Wars, but also would you rather have Rian Johnson with that trilogy, with that series? Because that's a possibility now. Just saying. All right, let me put these up. I love that set. I need to actually watch a lot of those movies. We got 70B in the chat. Hey, what's going on, Steph? Tina says, yeah, Mecca and Midnight's Edge After Dark broke the story first, and that was when I messaged you. Always check your DMs from me. I stay up late and have all the news. Well, thank you very much, Tina. I appreciate that. You take care of me. That's why you should make a channel. Jeremy Swig says, I saw it under Drodic when the story broke last night. Gary flipped out. I bet he did. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to watch a lot of them because I follow so many channels, and as you all know, full-time job during the day makes it hard, hard, hard. Superman Gamer says, also, have you had a look at the David and Dan's comments at the Austin Film Festival? Truly splendid. I have not, but I'm assuming that's what people are mentioning in the chat every now and then. See, Catherine Dean Heiss over on DLive says, can we retcon Last Jedi and pretend it didn't exist? I in my head canon, it just can't. It can't work, right? In my head canon, Last Jedi just does not work because it destroys all of the other Star Wars films. So I would say yes. I would say yes. But I would much rather us get control of Lucasfilm back to someone that actually knows what they're doing, so that way they can either officially decanonize it or give us something that, you know, somehow makes it okay. And by that, I mean basically saying, yeah, everything that's happened so far is no longer true, right? The last 5 years or so have been a mistake. It's all been a dream. It's all been a forced nightmare. Luke is fine. That'd be the greatest. Will Gentry says, we don't feel like we could give our full attention to Star Wars is code for we don't want to ruin our careers with this poisoned chalice. I think it's a good point. Howard Bender says, how does this sound? Star Wars Episode 10, The Force is Fluid, directed by Rian Johnson, written by Alex Kurtzman, starring Brie Larson, Ezra Miller, RuPaul, and Bette Midler. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I would love to boycott that film. I hope they make it just so that I can boycott it and make tons of videos on it. Poppy 10, thank you very much, man, over on D-Lab for that pumpkin donation, man. I appreciate it. John Early says, have you seen Smallville? Yes, it's a great show. I've heard some people like it, and if you don't look at Smallville like a Superman show, because the 90s TV programming, Lois and Clark, was more of a Superman show. Yeah, it's a great show. It's not for everybody, but I like it a lot. Super Anime Gamer says, HBO figured out simply they can't make stuff without George. They've already got another prequel set with George R. R. Martin as writer. If he does that, those books aren't coming out. That's a great point. That is an excellent point. Harabendo says, have you watched Jonathan Pegu's video, Symbolism and Propaganda in Popular Culture? I private messaged it to you on Twitter a month or two ago. If it was a month or two ago, I've not seen it because I get backed up all the time over there and I forget things all the time. Robert Frey says, did you know that the Alita Steelbooks are coming back to Best Buy in time for Black Friday? Robert Frey, I saw someone message me about that and I had to double check for myself. So it looks like, and I don't know if it's true universally, but when I now Google or when I search on Best Buy for the Alita Steelbooks, they are now in stock online only for shipping. Check it out. It's a very, very good steelbook and I highly recommend it. Let me try and see if I can find my copy because I know it's easily accessible over here. So it's a really, really great copy. So apparently this bad boy right here, this Alita Steelbook, beautiful artwork, is back available on Best Buy. And yeah, go check it out. Check out Best Buy and let me know. Because if it's definitely back, I would love to do some promotion of it because I think that the Steelbook's beautiful because the movie's beautiful. And I think that it deserves a beautiful Steelbook as well. Hara Bento says, have you ever watched the show The King of Queens? No, because I just don't want to see it. China Man says, maybe you don't care about this, but you know I'm a big DC Comics fan. HBO Max just announced Green Lantern Corps TV show. Interesting. Bruce says, hello, this is Netflix. You're green lit. It does seem that way sometimes, doesn't it? Excuse me. Nessin says, D&D also said they were uncomfortable with the more fantastical elements, which many of us were wanting closure on in Game of Thrones, but also maybe they were concerned about Kathleen Kennedy's lame duck status. That's also a good point, too. Why would you want to get onto a sinking ship when you could just build your own ship that you could then sink? Even though, to be honest, Netflix is also a sinking ship. So that argument also is kind of hard to really take in because Netflix really isn't doing that well either. I wouldn't want to be either company right now. Tina says, my complex had a Halloween party for the residents. I walked over to hand out some candy. Not a single kid was wearing Star Wars. I saw a fire chief, witches, an Iron Man, kitties, and Hulk. Yeah, I think that speaks volumes. It's so funny that this amazing kid show, as Freddie Prinze Jr. likes to say, it's a kid's movie. Oh, it's a kid's story. No, it's not. You do realize that the reason why the film made over $2 billion is not because kids went to go see it. It's because hardcore fans went to go see it multiple times because they were just happy to get Star Wars. Even if the film wasn't the best, they were just excited to have Star Wars back. And then you destroyed it with The Last Jedi. Good luck getting them back now. Then it says, John Campia calling out Lucasfilm, the end is near. The end is nigh. The end is nigh. Time to run away. The end is nigh. Alex McCarthy says, Lucasfilm slowly crumbling, and I'm laughing like the fiend after a mandible claw at it all. I'm more like the creepy fiend laugh of ha 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 ha. Creepy, creepy, creepy. Stevie B says, oh, hi. Sorry, I was tardy to the party. Oh, it's okay. Oh, I just got to it. Everyone's like, hashtag Tina YouTube, hashtag Tina YouTube. Damn right. Have a YouTube channel. Hashtag have a YouTube channel, Tina. Damn right. Let us get that channel going, Tina. Please, please, please. Everyone's saying that's awesome. I'm hearing King Kong and the Masters Collection as well. Yeah, it's crazy. Alex Garthy says, how many of those 50 movies have you watched? No comment. Probably about half of them, to be honest. I've probably watched at least 25 of them because a lot of them are classics that I've seen, like The Dark Knight, Shawshank Redemption. I would also, oh my goodness, Gone with the Wind I've seen. Seen Gone with the Wind a couple times, actually. So there's a lot of films I haven't seen, but going through those films, I was like, oh, I totally forgot I had this movie. So yeah, one day I'll have to like actually go through those, the ones that Bruce have sent me, the ones that have been sent by MVD. So many movies to watch. I will never be out of movies to watch. That is a fact. Apollo Patriot says, can I make you a meme for the Discord? Apollo Patriot, you go right ahead, man. Just please slow down the messages, man. I get notifications every 5 seconds, it feels like. Hara Bento says, speaking of Warner Brothers, have you ever heard of the Torchy Blaine movies? They're a lot of fun. Glenda Farrell's portrayal of Torchy Blaine was the original inspiration for Lois Lane. I've never heard of it at all. Classic films are the best. You're damn right about that, China Man. Alex McCarthy says, you had me at Dirty Harry and reeled me in at Lethal Weapon. Okay. Yeah, seriously, dude. That seems to have a lot of Alex McCarthy's name written all over it because it's got some of his favorites. All right, chat jumped on me once again. Hopefully no comments were skipped, but if they were, I will, of course, let you all know that. Looks like comments were not skipped this time, so glad to see that. All right, 727 in the chat, Tina B says, hearing those titles, I'm about ready to cry. Warner Brothers, even with their screw-ups, are still one of the last of those legacy studios that catalog just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, seriously, that's just 50 films. Since 1924, someone, I think, said, you have hundreds of movies. And if HBO Max, and I hope someone in the chat is going to confirm this, if HBO Max is saying they're going to give you every film, that's amazing. Now, I think there are certain films that don't have a digital format yet. So that would be interesting to see if there are certain films that have not been transferred to digital yet. But are they going to transfer them? Are we going to have, for the first time ever, digital versions of these movies? That has me really excited. I kind of want to catch, you know what? Let me check this out. What is HBO Max? HBO Max will launch in May in the U.S. with 10,000 hours of shows and movies. Launching in May. HBO Max will battle Apple TV Plus at $5 launching Friday, and Disney Plus is $7 launching November 12th, not to mention Netflix is $13 a month. Do we have a monthly subscription rate yet at this point in time? That is still very impressive. 31 exclusive original programs will be joining the 38 originals from the regular HBO that you can already stream. So they'll have some shows that are specific to HBO Max and will include all of the regular HBO shows as well. That's pretty impressive. Not going to lie, that's pretty damn impressive. That's gigantic. In addition, HBO Max will stream a slate of originals of back catalog programs like Friends and The Big Bang Theory. Original Big Bang Theory is pretty good. To score those high-demand programs, AT&T and Warner Media are betting big on HBO Max. Well, I would say so. That kind of makes me wonder, what are they going to charge? With all that content, I can't imagine the price is going to be cheap. Maybe they haven't announced it yet. They will stream all Superman, Batman, and DC live-action films. That is, holy crap. That is gigantic. I feel like the guy cried at the Star Wars trailer right now, man. Have any of y'all seen that video? It's fantastic. I'm not going to attack the guy because I think he was genuine with it, but that's how I feel right now. I'm like, wait, there's going to be a good streaming service that I actually kind of want to get? That's actually going to focus on classic content? It's going to have every Batman and Superman movie from the last 40 years. Oh my goodness gracious. Joker will be also available to stream starting in 2020. You'll get Joker as well. And you all know how much I love that film. I've already pre-ordered that film. It's launching again May 2020. No price yet. Holy crap, man. Holy crap. That is truly amazing. All right, getting back to the YouTube chat. The Senate says, Tarantino, Boba Fett film. I need it. A bounty hunter film in general. Senate, that would actually be an amazing film. I think Tarantino, if he was going to do Star Wars, Boba Fett. Dory the Hobbit says, should Robert Rodriguez do a Star Wars trilogy? I think that he'd be a cool choice for it. Should he do it now? No. Not with the current people running Lucasfilm. But could he? I think so. Ryan S. says, hope you don't get any sticky Halloween candy on that beard. It will either get lost or be very painful to remove. Yeah, I'll be okay. Vanna Broly says, James Cameron is starting to disavow Dark Fate. Is he really? Please share with me his comments on that, because that speaks volumes. Also, keep this in mind, everybody. It is currently out in other parts of the world, and I don't think the studio is releasing any of its financials. Now, there's word of mouth going around that people are hearing the film is not doing very well. However, we don't have official verification of that quite yet. I'm going to my new site, thenumbers.com. Oh my goodness. All right, we do have some initial numbers. So far, it's made $12.8 million. And that's with a UK release. It's only made $3.8 million in the UK. Now, this is numbers starting. This is from this past weekend. Oh my gosh. France, 3.1 million. Germany, 1.4. Thailand, 1.5. And it looks like there are... All right, so it hasn't been released yet in a couple. So it releases in Australia, Brazil, Italy, Russia, South Korea, Spain on the 31st. Japan gets a late release with it. Mexico gets All Saints Day. And of course, we get it Halloween night, All Saints Day as well. Oh my goodness. So again, for anyone wondering, Terminator Dark Fate has already opened overseas. It's only made $12.8 million in its opening weekend in the UK. The UK is usually, other than China, the second highest grossing market other than the United States. Wow. Well, that's a video I'll have to make tomorrow. I'll have to double check those numbers, but oh my goodness gracious, that is anemic. We might have another box office flop on our hands, everybody. Kim Camp Park, thank you for the lemon donation over on DLive. I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, back to the YouTube chat. Alex McCarthy says, haircut? I haven't had one of those since 2015. Dude, I can tell, man. I want to grow the locks like that, but my wife and I don't have the patience. Super says, wait, you haven't? Dude, watch Gary's last stream, or I can link it. D&D straight up admitted, and I quote, referring to George, I have no idea why he trusted us with his life's work. So for those needing context, if you've just joined us, Super Anime Gamer is apparently quoting Dan and Dave, Benioff and Weiss, who destroyed Game of Thrones. And apparently they said this about their work, or their potential work, until, they, of course, they left Star Wars, where apparently they said this. They said, I have no idea why he trusted us with his life's work. Wait a minute. Sorry. George R.R. Martin, I'm assuming. I forget. I assume George Lucas because of the Star Wars news, but no. So they said that about Game of Thrones. Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow. Well, at least they're self-aware. China Man says, I know Star Wars fans have some problems with JJ, but I'm not Star Wars fan, so I don't know what he did. But I loved his Westworld-produced show, but was disappointed by the second season. Yeah, me too. Westworld Season 1 is a very solid, very, very solid. I really like Westworld Season 1. Season 2 craps the bed. Season 2 kind of goes in certain directions where you're like, really? You were so good at really just not crossing the line of politics and just telling a good story, and then they just kind of fell away from that second season. So yeah, I agree. And I've said it before, I don't hate all of JJ's work. I like Super 8. Yeah, does it borrow from Spielberg? Sure. But I enjoy it. I like movies that deal with kids making movies. It's a good time. That's all I gotta say. Chris Stanley, thank you very much for the $5 donation through Streamlabs. Really do appreciate the Streamlabs donation. And he says, Hail Odin, haircuts are overrated, says the bald man. Well, thank you, Chris Stanley, man. I appreciate your generosity. Trust me, man, I'm going there. You see the top of my head, it's very, very light. You can even see it a little bit in the reflection. It's a little light. So at some point, I'm not going to be going like fully bald ever, because it just doesn't really my family. But at some point, I'm going to be rocking that bald look. Beard with the bald head, it's going to happen sooner than you think. Maybe by summer. Fatal J. Good guys, sub over to Fatal J. He's awesome. He's hilarious. Fatal J, thank you for the $2 super chat. Says, you seem awesome, so here you go. Well, thank you, Fatal J. I appreciate that. I love you, man. Thank you so much. Fatal J, aren't you supposed to be on a stream right now? Aren't you supposed to be on Drunk Stream, or is Drunk Stream's about to begin? Get over to Drunk Stream, man. I thought that you were always there every week. Let's see. Ryan S. says, just checked Amazon, and that 50 movie set is worth $300. You made 300%. Yeah, dude. It was on sale. during Christmas. And so I asked for it for Christmas and I found it on sale for about $75. I don't know how it got that cheap, because even then I was like, that's still a little pricey, but for 50 movies, that is insane. And yeah, now of course, there are not as many of them left, so now they're worth a lot more. They obviously did that because they understood that they could sell it, get a lot of people to review it, to cover it, right, to lift up its value, and now people are going to be willing to spend more money on it, especially now with everything coming out with HBO Max, I think. Oh my gosh, Captain Roy, this is huge. Captain Roy just stated, Studio Ghibli will have their films on HBO Max. Wow. So for those that don't know, Studio Ghibli has always been an independent studio. However, at one point in time, they actually worked with Disney. Disney was in charge of distribution of their films. I have several of their Blu-rays and they are all from Buena Vista, right? Or whatever their official name, the official company name, right? A subsidiary of Disney itself. So they used to work with Disney and now they're going over to HBO Max. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Studio Ghibli has some of the greatest films. Poppyton is very excited over on DLive, and rightly so, with the heart emoji going on over there. If you've never seen any Studio Ghibli films, they have some of the greatest films of all time. I still need to see a bunch of them. So now I'm very tempted to get HBO Max because I'll actually have access to all those movies. But for example, ones that I have seen, Spirited Away, probably one of the greatest films. I personally love My Neighbor Totoro. Totoro is one of the cutest little creatures of all time. He's not so little, but he's cute. Wow, that's exciting. Holy crap, dude. HBO Max is swinging for the fences with this announcement. The one thing I need to know, though, and so DLive might need to let me know first, do we have a monthly price yet? And do we have a date for pre-orders? Because I know a lot of people that pre-order Disney+. This is a service that I would likely pre-order. Even with my issues with Game of Thrones season, I blame Dan and Dave more for that than anything else because they obviously rushed through it, right? And no company is perfect. I don't have the same problems with HBO that I do with companies like Disney, for example. But that is actually something I would actually want to invest in. Maticus Finch 1820, thank you very much for the $5 super chat, says, Hail Odin. Yeah, JC is already tossing DF. Okay, so he's saying that James Cameron is already tossing Dark Fate and Tim Miller to the wolves. Check out Mr. H's video on it. Oh, okay. I'll have to look that up, man. I will have to look that up because that gets me very excited. Because when James Cameron's saying, oh yeah, my name's on this movie, but I had nothing to do with it, and he's going to call out the people that have destroyed his property? Amazing. All right, Captain Poppyton's coming out with some realistic news. All right, this is a little tough for me. This is a little tough because this is a little on the high side. However, if I can convince the wife to let me cancel Netflix, I can justify it. HBO Max will reportedly cost between $16 and $17 a month. So it's going to be the priciest of all the streaming services. However, with this catalog, it might be worth it. It might be worth it in the end. I would not have any. If you already have another streaming service, though, I don't think it's worth having to paying that much a month, personally. Maybe it'll change. Maybe they'll have a... I could see them doing a buy a year and you'll pay 10 a month or something like that, right? I could see them offering some deals on that, to be honest. All right, getting back to the YouTube chat. Harvard Bentha says, have you seen The Artist from 2011? If so, what are your thoughts on it? I love it. The reason why I love it so much is kind of because I'm a mark when it comes to movies. It's a silent movie in the 21st century. And so I was already bound to love it for that reason alone. I think the actors are great in it. The cinematography is wonderful. And I think the story is really great too. Is it the most original story in the world? No. But I think it's a really feel-good film. And I love it. So yeah, I really do like The Artist from 2011. Michael Martinez says, Black Friday is coming up. Can't wait. Yeah, dude. Same here. Jeremy Swig says, Odin called for a boycott. He's as powerful as that Geeks Plus Gamers guy. I know. Seriously, right? And notice that I said, you know, I boycott. You can boycott whatever you want, man. I don't control you. I don't control anybody. And that's kind of the whole point of Jeremy and, you know, a lot of us in the Phantom Menace. We say, hey, I might say I'm boycotting this for this reason. And you can say, awesome. Or you can say, no, I'm okay. Like, I know Chinaman does not have as many issues with Disney as we do, but hey, we can have respectful dialogue and conversation. Harbenta says, the sequel trilogy should have shown the New Republic as a grand, beautiful thing and made the stakes about preserving it. Instead, they had it as the nearly defeated underdog again. Yeah, seriously, it's like, how long are we going to keep this going on? over up on DLive, Captain K-Man says, keep it under $20 and I would consider it. That's pretty big. Especially from a lot of us that have access to certain apps on Fire TVs and VPNs and all these alleged ways of accessing content. The fact that even some of us would be willing to say, oh, I'd pay for it. Because the truth is, that I think that if there was something that offered a lot of great content for a great price, we would. But unfortunately, we don't really have it. Will Gentry says, why are they called steelbooks? I'm guessing there's no actual steel in them, so what's the gig? I honestly think, yeah, I don't think there is either. They're basically, sometimes they've been called metal packs in the past. Technically, I think they're different. Steelbooks and metal packs are not the exact same. However, it's all meant to be somewhat similar. So basically, it's a higher quality case that's made of some metallic substance. And so steelbook is just a really cool name for it, is what I can gather from it. I'm not an expert on the history of steelbooks, but that's what I would imagine is probably the reason why. Harvard Benther says, this delegitimized the victories of the original trilogy heroes. It was done to copy the tone and aesthetics of the original trilogy, but disrespects it as a result and shows why imitation is not always flattery. Yeah, no, it's true. And as I said, you know, Rian Johnson's movie really does make the rest of the films really unwatchable, because you can love the original Star Wars trilogy, but then every time they get to the Death Star, you can say, oh, but hyperspace ramming is now technically canon. This is stupid. Now, luckily in my head canon, I don't count The Last Jedi, and so I can still enjoy those movies. However, it's a problem that a lot of people might actually have to start to face. And I think that Bentho makes a great point by saying that by reiterating those same points, all you're doing is saying, yeah, you know, all those movies and all that time and all those lives that were lost in that original battle, now those are for nothing because none of it made a difference. That's problematic. That's a major problem. Super Anime Gamer says, call me crazy, but after D&D's comments, I just might actually prefer Rian Johnson because at least he knows how to direct. D&D literally referred to Game of Thrones as film school for them. Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, super. You know what? I respect that. And yeah, I mean, I think that even Gary has said on occasion where you look to Rian Johnson and he did direct a couple episodes of Breaking Bad and his direction is not bad, right? He's just a terrible writer and garbage tier human being. But I think that's the reason why I have more of an issue with him, because at least from what I can tell, and I could be wrong on this, but from what I can tell, D&D don't go after the fans and call them man babies. That was kind of a big moment for me with Rian Johnson. That was kind of like the point of no return for me. Let's see. China Man says, I'm jealous. I would love to have that Warner Brothers collection, but only French products are shipped to Morocco, and they are so expensive. I can only imagine imports must be extremely inexpensive. John Early says, Allfather, do you like Two and a Half Men? No, I don't like I was not a fan of it beforehand, so it means nothing to me. Apollo Patriot says, can I make you a Gollum meme? Yes, Apollo Patriot, go right ahead. Harbender says, John Ford and John Wayne hated High Noon and saw it as an un-American garbage. They intentionally made Rio Bravo to be the exact opposite. I think I've heard that before, maybe even from Tina. I think that it is something that has been said by Tina before. All right. Chat jumped on me again. No comments were skipped. Thank goodness. Mark Lazes says, oh, hi, Mark. Oh, hi, Mark. You must be kidding, aren't you? Also, if you've never seen The Room, it's amazing. Talk about a Blu-ray that one day I will get my hands on. It's The Room. I need to see that bad boy in high definition. I hope, oh my gosh, Tommy Wiseau, and anyone who wants to, you can cut this segment out of the show and tag Tommy on Twitter, because sometimes he follows it. Tommy Wiseau, if you make a 4K edition of The Room with extra features, behind the scenes stuff, with HDR, highest picture quality, I will buy it. And I'm sure there are many other people that will buy it too. Anyway, that's my message to Tommy Wiseau, because seriously, whew. Apollo Pager says, how is Enemy at the Gates? I haven't seen it yet. Trust me, again, I have a whole stack of movies from Bruce and others, and then from MVD Visual, and I will watch them one day. I don't know when, but I will watch them. Hunga Chunga says, hey, if I start making content, Tina certainly can. She's got a far better voice for me to start. Yeah, Hunga Chunga just started making content. Go check out his channel. Give him some love. Give him some support. But yes, absolutely. Tina, make that channel. The people want it. Orange Eye Review says, I caught an early viewing of Dark Fate. I've never seen a movie more flawed. So much foolishness. I can't get that time back. I mourn for the 2 hours of life I have lost. Oh my God. That's almost as depressing as I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. Like, that's the kind of comment that that is, man. Wow. And yet I still kind of want to see it so that way I can come back to the channel and let y'all know just how bad it is. China Man says, I'm seeing Dr. Sleep tomorrow. Can't wait. I'm a big The Shining fan. Yeah, that's definitely, I think, the last of the most anticipated films I have for this month. Other than, of course, a film that I probably won't get until November, which is called The Lighthouse. And in fact, I haven't even checked my local cinema, because if I'm getting The Lighthouse this weekend, I know what movie I'm finally leaving the house to go see, because I've heard nothing but great things about it. And I'm a mark for classic cinema that uses old school cameras and 35 millimeter prints and all that good nerdy stuff. Let's see what we got going on. Again, if it was going to be in any theater, it would be this one. Let's see. Friday, November 1st. What do we got? Maleficent, Joker, Countdown, Black and Blue. Well, that's not very exciting. Terminator, Dark Fate. The Lighthouse. Guys, I'm getting The Lighthouse this weekend. I'm so excited. I could cry. Yes, The Lighthouse is coming to Chattanooga. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Harriet as well. Motherless Brooklyn is also coming in, too. So it looks like I'm not getting... I think Dr. Sleep is not officially coming out until a little later, but very, very excited nonetheless. The Lighthouse is coming out! Yes! Yes, 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 yes. Cannot wait. Let's see. Alex McCarthy says, Star Wars trilogy directed by Clint Eastwood, starring Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know what? Why not? If we can get The Last Jedi, why not just have a little fun with it?
Hey, yeah, I use the Force. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I have a lightsaber. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Hey, yeah, you want to go?
Lethal Lightning. Ugh, Lethal Lightning. Now, that's a man right there. If you don't know Lethal Lightning, you need to head over to his channel and give him some love. Because this dude right here, Lethal Lightning, let me tell you this much, Lethal Lightning, what do you think about the HBO Max news? It's getting all of your DC goodness, man, with DC original content, including Green Lantern Corps. Which also doesn't make sense, because I thought the DC Universe had their own streaming service. Are they giving up on that? That actually is a question I wasn't thinking about beforehand. Are they now splitting their content between HBO Max and also their streaming service? Or are they giving up? Let me know. Lila Lydon says this, it's hard to get girls when they keep going for 70B and Tina. Those two are just on a whole level of amazing and kind and beautiful. Yes, they are. Tina and Steph are probably the kindest people I've met. They, of course, also beautiful Valkyrie as well. They are amazing people, and they deserve all the love, all the respect in the world. And as I say constantly, and it's true, I don't know where I would be without them. They keep me on my toes, they keep me honest, and they're awesome, and I love them. So thank you very much, Lethal Lightning, for that. And yes, huge shout out to the Valkyrie, Tina, and Steph, because they are life. Captain Poppyton is saying this. He's saying HBO Max will have the rights to all of South Park's content. Holy crap, dude. Kevin Dean Heist says, I have a Steelbook of Van Helsing that actually is steel. Well, that's pretty damn cool. Maybe mine is. Maybe it is made of steel. I honestly have never really looked into it. I just kind of always assumed it. Media releases from Warner Media. Damn, son. Global phenomenon Rick and Morty will come to HBO Max. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Unfortunately, they've announced three new projects from Elizabeth Banks and Mindy Kaling. Ooh. All right, that's a negative 20 right there. You've just ticked up plus one, plus one, plus one. You're doing work with Elizabeth Banks and Mindy Kaling, two of the unfunniest people on the planet. Oh, boy. Conan O'Brien and Team Coco bringing up a series of stand-up specials. All right, you brought me back a little bit. South Park. That's awesome. That is really cool. DC projects for HBO Max. Strange Adventures and Green Lantern-inspired series. Ridley Scott's Raised by Wolves. That sounds pretty cool. That sounds really cool, in fact. All right, so you got some really good stuff. I still think the good outweighs the bad, but man, that announcement about Mindy Kaling and, ooh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. All right, jumping back over to YouTube. Soul Assassin says, did you see Mr. H's video talking about James Cameron throwing the Terminator director under the bus? No, I have not, but I've heard about it now several times. China Man says, just Casablanca, Citizen Kane, and It's a Wonderful Life will make me subscribe. You're right. They would have Citizen Kane as well, because that would be an RKO Pictures. Has there ever been it? I guess there are digital versions of it. I've just never really seen it. Tina says, the only reason why I'd want Woke Fate to do well is because Paramount Studios, another legacy studio, is in financial trouble. I do not need Disney buying them. Tina, I think that's a great point. And I think that if there are people out there that support the film for that reason, I would say that's justified. I would say that's a good reason to support them. Super Anime Gamer says, initially I read that HBO Max was only supposed to be $15. I'm seriously hoping that's true, but now I'm doubting it. Even if it's $20 to $25, I'd still be down to pay. Yeah, as someone said over, I think it was Captain Poppington said, if it's, you know, $16 to $17, and Captain High said, I have plenty of issues with Disney Duck Fizney. Kim Camp Park says, I might have to cancel my Netflix. I think that there's definitely a lot there. And who said that they'd be willing to pay as long as it's under $20? Where was that comment? It's hard to see. It is hard to see. But anyway, I agree. I think under $20 a month will be a sweet spot, and I think it would be justified with all that content. Lead the Lightning coming back in with a super chat says, I want to cook dinner for Teresa Martin. Do it, man. Teresa Martin is a beautiful human being. She is awesome. All right, Venom Broly 93 says, Mr. H Reviews made a video about it today. James Cameron throws Tim Miller under the bus for Terminator Dark Fate. That's awesome. Will Gendry says, well, when EFAB did a video about Dark Fate, both Mahler and someone else said their parties were the only ones in the cinema. Sounds like turnout is very low. Yeah, based on those initial numbers, for those that are just joining us, we are talking a little bit about Terminator Dark Fate. We have some early box office results because it has already opened in places like the UK, France, Thailand, Germany, and Malaysia. And UK, which tends to be the second highest grossing foreign market, other than China, of course, behind the US, only brought in $3.8 million. That's anemic. I don't know if there was a limited release or not, because it's hard to tell from this, but if it got a full release, that is awful. That is just totally anemic. And based on what Mahler's telling us, too, $12.8 million it brought in. That's awful. That is not good at all. Glonald Dover says, Terminator director, microphone feedback. Is this thing on? Chuckles nervously, tugs on collar, sweating profusely. Rhaegar Targaryen says, I guess this means we aren't getting the perfunctory Sarah Connor prequel film after Woke Fate. Oh, hell to the no. Harwood Bender says, I wonder how long the DC Universe streaming service will last. I think that all of its content will probably go to HBO streaming site. Yeah, as I said, I kind of have that question too. Captain Poppington says, all the content, it's all going to HBO Max. So Poppington, just to confirm, are you saying that all of DC's comment, all of the DC Universe's subscription is going to HBO Max? Because, man, yeah, I guess that means this DC service is gone. But it means HBO would pick it up. I guess so. Alice McCarthy says, I love the Terminator franchise, probably more than Star Wars. I enjoyed T3. I was okay with T5, but after reading the plot, I hope Dark Fate burns to the ground. Yeah, I'm one of those persons where I didn't love Terminator Rise of the Machines, number 3. But I still respected the stunt work done on that film. The stunts in that film were great. Like, the practical effects that they used in it were actually pretty impressive. CGI elements were not that impressive, but the live action stuff was pretty good. I liked Terminator Salvation. Genesis was terrible. So I just don't really have a lot of high hopes for this at this point. Harvard Bentha says, speaking of J.J. Abrams, what do you think of his first one, Mission Impossible 3? Mission Impossible 3 is when Mission Impossible started to get better. It really didn't take off until 4. 4 is, to me, one. I think Ghost Protocol is the best Mission Impossible film, in my opinion. And then every other film since then has just, like, made things crazier and has just been awesome. So I think that's what really got it all started, though. CWD Trixie says, what you think are the possibilities that Addams Family animated movie will surpass Terminator Dark Fate? That one I'm not quite as sure about. Because, let's see, Terminator Dark Fate's already made $12.8 million worldwide. When we look at the box office numbers, Addams Family has brought in $85 million so far. Addams Family likely won't even get past $200 million at this rate after being out for a couple weeks. Halloween could definitely help it a little bit, but $85 million in 2 weeks, that's pretty bad. That's pretty low for this movie. So I think that you will find Dark Fate getting closer to the $200 million mark, which will still be well below the number it needs. But yeah, that's just really bad. Let me just give you an example. Gemini Man has made $148 million. And I could see Terminator, because Terminator is coming from a franchise. Because it's coming from a franchise, even if it's terrible, because you have James Cameron's name attached, regardless of how involved he was, because you have that name recognition and also that product recognition in the Terminator name franchise, it's going to automatically have to, by logic, do better than Gemini Man, which had none of that, right? All Gemini Man had was, hey, Will Smith times two. And for some people, that's great. For others, like my Valkyries, that's terrible because they hate the guy. I think Steph hates him more than Tina does. But with that in mind, Gemini Man probably won't get much further past the number that it's at. You know, it's bleeding money at this point in time. So I think that you could see Dark Fate coming in close to $200 million worldwide by the end of its run. So that's what I personally think about that. So that's what I think about that. Bruce says, I think you could rock the shaved head with beard look. Well, thank you, man. I hope so, because one day it's going to happen. Al Zagarly says, beard with a bald head, so Triple H Odin. I have thought about doing that and keeping my beard long. Well, you got the long, luscious hair, man. You have no reason to cut it. I'm balding at the top, so I've got a little more reason to. Harabedo says, John Milius was allegedly blacklisted in Hollywood for making the anti-communist Red Dawn. That doesn't surprise me. Hollywood is filled with crazy people. Larry says, Warner Brothers is claiming any video criticism of Batwoman. Interesting. Is that true? China Man says, obviously HBO Max is going to be huge. Maybe we'll get to be the biggest streaming service. They will have anime, Studio Ghibli, and a countless kind of... Yeah, seriously, they've got the entire Warner Brothers library, which I've already mentioned with the 50 films I have, is gigantic. Add on top of that Studio Ghibli, add on top of that DC, add on top of that everything else that they're adding on to it. I mean, yeah. It's gigantic. And if they are able to promise all of that content day one, they will already have surpassed Disney, because Disney has already said that they're only having a limited amount of content available when it opens up in the next week or two. Just saying. Aiden Vickery says, I think HBO Max has Doctor Who going forward, so it swings and roundabouts. Yeah, and also, does that mean all of Doctor Who? Because that means it would include good Doctor Who, so that could be positive. China Man says, if HBO Max have all their collections from 1924 and Studio Ghibli and DC Universe and Friends, etc., I think the price is worth it. No, I think you're right. I think that the $20 or under $20 would be very impressive. All right, Captain Poppyton is doing some research over on these press releases. So he says, it's growing like a few other streaming services like Crunchyroll and VRV will go to another combined streaming service. Hanna-Barbera. Poppyton, did you just say that Hanna-Barbera cartoons are coming to HBO Max? So you got a kids section now. And Hanna-Barbera, oh my goodness. I grew up on Original Cartoon Network. And Original Cartoon Network was all Hanna-Barbera and classic Looney Tunes. Hanna-Barbera is responsible for countless hours of cartoon content. Alice McCarthy says, with all the CW shows being on HBO Max, because that's basically why I keep Netflix as instructed by the wife. Will all the CW shows be on HBO Max? I don't know about that. I don't know. And Captain Poppyton is confirming that Hanna-Barbera will have it. Yeah, OG Cartoon Network. Captain K-Man over on DLive, yes. OG Cartoon Network, when it first came out, was one of the best channels. Now it's like MTV. Where did the cartoons go? Like, yeah, they still have cartoons, but it's live action stuff too. It's like, what the hell is this? And it's awful. But yeah, so he's now confirming. So Captain Poppyton says Cartoon Network was well, and all the old Warner Brothers Looney Tunes. Oh, wait a minute. Captain Poppyton seems to be saying that Hanna-Barbera cartoons, Cartoon Network's content, and the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes are all going. Is that what you're saying? All going to HBO Max. Oh my God. Yeah, I would imagine that you'd have to pay $20 a month for this because it's going to cost them so much money to make this back. Dear Lord, all those contracts. Maybe, I guess they already own a lot of that content too, because there's a lot of things. I mean, I forget HBO is a part of a giant, because who owns HBO? I'm sure someone's going to be asking me, like, it's this person. And I was like, let me find out. All right, HBO is worn by, okay, wow. So it's called HBO Max, but it might as well be called Warner Media Max. So for those that maybe don't know, I didn't know it myself. So Warner Media Entertainment is owned by HBO, or rather owns HBO, which means that anything Warner Brothers related is going to the service for free, essentially, because they own the content. Wow. All right, we got some more news, too. Captain Mr. Roy says HBO Max will be $15 a month, according to CNET and Variety. Wow. Damn. That's a good deal. Between $15 and $20, that's a very good deal. I'm excited now. Howard Bentho, out of all the companies out there, I think that Warner Media, which owns Warner Brothers and HBO, oh, well, there you go. Already answered my question for me. It has the best chance of giving Disney a run for its money. Oh, with all that content on day one? Yes. Sign me up, man. Bruce says, HBO Max's get of Studio Ghibli is huge. P.S. My favorite, if I had to pick one, is Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind. Yeah, I think I have that one. I have the Blu-ray. I just haven't watched it yet. But yeah, man, such great content. Harabento says, do you prefer Steelbooks or Digibooks? Steelbooks. Digibooks are great and all, but you, when they're out of their case, it's just, yeah. I like the Steelbook better because I think it just looks better. Oh my gosh, do y'all see what's going on right here? This rarely happens. My dogs, I know they really love each other deep down, but they oftentimes don't show it. And so this is a rare moment. And I'm going to have to show this part of the stream back at some point in time to my wife, to Freya. Because I think she'll be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that they actually cuddled together. Because it doesn't happen very often. So you are now witnessing history. So enjoy it. I'll try and stay out of the way so that way y'all can see it for as long as possible. Because it's not going to last long, if I had to guess. MK Slayer, thank you for the follow over on DLive. Captain K-Man says, where's the fry gif with take my money? Yes, seriously, Captain K-Man. Absolutely. Looney Tunes. Wow. All right, chat jumped on me once again over on YouTube. Let's see. Hopefully no comments were skipped. Let's see where we are. It looks like comments were skipped. I'm at 754 in the chat. Very sorry indeed. It's 812 where I am, so that should tell you I'm about 20 minutes behind as usual. John Early says, you're tearing me apart, Lisa. Indeed. Dory DeHobbit says, who is your favorite actor, Al Pacino or Robert De Niro? Pacino. If I had to choose between them, Pacino. Tina says, I started listening to Greg Sestero do the audible version of The Disaster Artist. It's hysterical. He does a great Tommy imitation. Well, I should imagine. He spends all of his waking hours with the man. Venom Broly says, I would import a Dragon Ball figurine to the USA priced around $90, adding Dwayne's taxes and shipping costs $170. Figurine didn't buy. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Jeremy Swift says, does it take shears of special metals to be able to cut the hairs of your head? Or does your beard keep the healing powers after they are removed? I can neither confirm nor deny any of those comments. Harabento, yes, I did see The Disaster Artist and it was fantastic. Grimmas Yoda says, what do you think second weekend drop will be for episode 9 if the fans found out Vader's story arc gets retconned and all the nightmare leaks are real? I think that it's at the very least going to be 50. I would imagine between 60 and 65. I think you could see it. If it's that bad, you could see a similar drop that The Last Jedi had. Last Jedi, I think, dropped around 60, 67%, maybe. It's been a long time since I've looked at those numbers specifically, but let me try and see if I can pull those up. That way I can hopefully give you accurate information, as I always try and do. All right, box office. Weekend box office. So yeah, from week one to week two, it dropped 67%. It went from $220 million to $71 million. It was number one at the box office for 3 weeks and then dropped off pretty quickly after that. So $220 million. I can't see episode 9 being able to repeat that personally. And right now the projections are not that high either. So I think that there's a very good chance. Bruce says, Tina said Tommy Wiseau could direct the next Star Wars movie. Yeah, I would be down. Hell, why not? If you're gonna go in that direction anyway, why not give it to the man? Jeremy Swig says, well, a simple wrong would have sufficed. You all know what movie I'm talking about. Damn right. China Man says, come on, Odin. I'm not a Disney fan. My favorite studio is Warner Brothers and Universal, but specifically Warner Brothers. They make cinematic and crafted films despite their mistake of my DC films. Damn right, China Man. I'm sorry. Dina says, Tommy Wiseau would make a great Star Wars movie. It might not be good, but at least it'd have passion. I'd go see it. I would go see it too. And he would star in it, which means we'd have, you come here. I use the Force. I would not want to see that. If you don't know who Tommy Wiseau is, by the way, look him up. Tommy, W-I-S-E-A-U. Look him up. Look up even just, You're Tearing Me Apart, Lisa. It'll be the first clip that comes up. Watch it, and then if you decide that that man shouldn't direct Star Wars, I don't know what's wrong with you. John Early says, Allfather, is It Chapter 1 better than It Chapter 2? I would say yes, because it deals more with the relationships of the kids, and those stories always tend to be just better, like the 19. I know that it might not be set during this time period originally, but 1980s films with kids, coming-of-age story, there's always something special about that, and so, yeah. Chinaman says, please do a full review of The Lighthouse. I plan on it, man. Dory the Hobbit says, The Lighthouse is not for everyone. That is true. It is not for everyone. But I'm going in as a film nerd, so hopefully all of the mono sound, the 35mm, 35mm being used to film it, and the original lenses, the 4:3 aspect ratio, hopefully all those things will be enough for me to say, Chinaman says, DC Universe will be a part of HBO Max. Yeah. Yeah, I covered that already, man. Paul Pedro says, what if a game company made an open-world Star Wars game? Would you play it? I think they've been playing around with that a little bit, so it would depend. If I had friends playing it, I might. Israel Production says, from what I understand, my lord, HBO streaming service will be replacing DC streaming service. That would make the most sense to me. I sure hope that is the case, because otherwise it would just kind of be self-defeating. Howard Bender says, what are your thoughts on True Lies, and is it just me, or was Charlton Heston's character in it Nick Fury in everything but name? I've never seen True Lies. Super says, oh yes, screw Ryan Johnson. You are a decently well-respected indie director. You get the chance to make a billion-dollar film, and your response to critique is whining and blocking YouTubers. Nah, yeah. And that's the reason why I'm like, yeah, I'm done with you, man. I'm done. Wait, someone had a Stroh's update? I know that no one else cares about sports necessarily in the chat, but someone had a Stroh's update, I thought. Houston Astros game is going to be at 7. Okay, gotcha. So it has started already? Yeah, I think that means Central Time. Riot Kitty says, have you heard of the new animated show coming to CW Seed called Deathstroke Knights and Dragons? If so, what are your thoughts on it? I have not heard of that at all. Not heard of that at all. Super says, don't know what happened, but just initial reaction. I find it hilarious Jim Cameron threw Tim under the bus, yet it's rumored Jim never showed up on set. This is a teaching moment. Yeah, it is. And that's something that I remember covering, that he was, report said, he did not at any point step foot on the set, even though his name is all over the film. He did not write the movie, as some people are saying he did. I think he was a part of the story development, but he didn't write the entire thing, so it's definitely not the same. Chinaman says, DC Universe has a lot of upcoming Stargirl. The DC streaming service will be the same available, but it will be a part of HBO Max. Oh, how? Oh, what? I'll have to look into that. Will Gendry says, I think Dark Fate was somewhat limited. It was only shown about 5 or 6 times a day at my local theater, 11 Cinema. So that suggests a semi-limited release based on negative public feedback. Oh, okay. All right, that makes more sense. So it's still not good though, right? Because even if that means... Because what that means is that it's getting negative feedback. It had a very low turnout, even for the limited release with empty screens. And that word of mouth is going to spread. And opening day in the UK might not be that much better. Larry says, I ordered Steelbook of Alita. Thanks for the help. Oh, yeah, no problem. Okay, cool. So Larry has confirmed. So guys, check out your local Best Buy. It looks like they've now had new... So it looks like the Alita Steelbook is back in stock. So... take my copy once again, and I'm amazed that this amazing magic behind me is still happening. I mean, oh my goodness. Do you see that? She's laying on top of River. Look at that. I think River's still awake too, because she's like, this is ridiculous. But she doesn't want to move. She's too lazy. So this bad boy right here, this beautiful steelbook, is back in stock at Best Buy. It's not in stores at this time, but you can order it online and get it shipped to you, which some of you might prefer. So if you were not available to get this when it first came out, I recommend it. It's a great film. It's great in 4K, and it's a steelbook, and it's very good quality. And also the artwork, of course, is absolutely beautiful as well. No problem, Larry. Thanks for confirming. Riot Kitty says, just go all Breaking Bad and shave the head, but keep the beard. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I get distracted by, well, as I said, it wouldn't last forever, but the dog who moved Willow, is not the one that would normally move. She's normally fine wherever she is, so that's interesting. Oh, man, oh, man. History, everybody. History. Harvey Bento says, there's a video on YouTube of Brie Larson on Craig Ferguson in 2011, and she was actually funny, cute, and charming. She even looked different. Something changed her over the years. Yeah, I feel like that happens with a lot of companies, or rather a lot of actors. Companies, too, but I think it happens with a lot of actors for sure. Okay. Over on DLive, Kathleen Dean High says, HBO Max will have all the Harry Potter films. I talked about that with my set, because if it has one of the films, it'll have them all. And then Captain Poppington has said, the company revealed that HBO Max will debut in May 2020 in the U.S. and cost $15 per month. Existing subscribers of HBO Now will get an account. Ooh, that's nice. Kathleen Heiss says, speculation that HBO Max could be less than $15 a month. I can't see it going under that. As I said before, I could see it if that's been confirmed, which it seems to be, that HBO Max will cost $15 a month. I could see them offering, similar to Disney and other companies, hey, if you buy 6 months or a year, you get it at a discounted rate. If you buy up front, you get it at a discounted rate. Wow. Holy crap, dude. That's a lot of content. That's a lot of damage. Harvey Bento says, what are your thoughts on the first three the three Men in Black movies? First one's great. Second one's fine. Third one, I really couldn't care much about. Will Jennery says, all the Doctor Who is good Doctor Who. The 13th person is a doctress, not a doctor, so it doesn't count as a Doctor Who. Yes. And even though I do like Peter Capaldi's rendition of the character, his last couple seasons weren't very good either, so I think that's a fair point to make. Bruce says, the SJWs hate OG Looney Tunes. Of course they do. Alex Carly says, so basically, rest in peace, Netflix. Yeah, Netflix was in trouble beforehand. Now it's even worse. Now it's even worse, man. China Man says, I read HBO Max will cost... All right, another person saying $15 a month for HBO Max. That's an excellent deal. Oh my gosh. That's insane. Kathleen Winkster says, so HBO Max, yes, please? Yeah. I'm based on that initial, I think I'm down. Alex Carly says, $15, shoot, that's $2 less than what I pay for Netflix. Yeah, I used to pay for the highest version of Netflix, and I changed it recently because I was like, this is not even worth it anymore. I would have canceled it for obvious reasons because I just hate the politics of Netflix, but my wife wouldn't let me. And if you know, you do not cross the wife. You never cross the wife. Words of wisdom. Israel Production says, do a zoom in on the puppies. I can't, because I could zoom in the camera, but it would be on the center of the image, and I would have to like, yeah, it wouldn't look good. Trust me, it wouldn't. You wouldn't like it. Robert Frey says, I just bought a display using your link and promo code. Can't wait to get it. Awesome, Robert Frey. I'll have to check that because display might have been cheating me recently because I've had a couple people say that they used my link and then nothing ever showed up. So I'm going to check it right now because obviously, you know, if it doesn't happen, you know, I'm okay. But yeah, I'm not getting anything. So keep me posted, Robert Frey, keep me posted on that and let me know when it arrives. And if nothing pops up on my end, I'm going to have a conversation. I'm going to have a little talk, little talk with them about that. But thank you, Robert Frey, for thinking of it, though. I really do appreciate it. Bruce says, take a picture of them while they are still there. Well, it's too late for that. China Man says, HBO Max will have Doom Patrol, one of my favorite shows this year and might be top three comic book TV ever. And I love that weird show. I like it a lot, too. Definitely goes woke at a couple of elements of the show, but I agree with Gary. Those moments are few and far between, and most of the show is great. Aiden Vickery says, HBO Max, Doctor Who, with all 11 seasons coming to the service upon launch in spring 2020, they will also have future Doctor Who seasons after they air on BBC America. Wow. Harbender says, Warner Media, as it now exists because of the AT&T buyout, DC Comics was also part of the deal. AT&T owns them all. Oh. GMonkey76 says, all content on day one and not vaulting movies like Disney, I may have to get it and not be a pirate. Allegedly, of course. Yeah, for those that have not been following the Disney story. So Disney is obviously launching their streaming service in the next couple weeks. They are also, it's been announced, now I think it's still rumor at this point, but I believe it, that all of the classic Fox content, which we all know is a vast library of movies, that they are going to be vaulting those movies, meaning you will not be able to buy them. They do this a lot, right? They create artificial demand by not having it available. What it also means, though, is gone are the classic Fox screenings that we used to have. There apparently was a theater, I want to say, that at one point in time had a monthly or every year they would show Aliens. I forget which one. Aliens. They would show it every single Halloween, and they've since been told that they can't do it anymore. So I don't have the full story on that, but yeah, that's Disney, and that's why Duck Fizney. Seriously, Duck Fizney. But all on day one content for $15 a month. Yeah, hopefully pre-orders happen soon. Bruce says, question was skipped. Glad I started writing down the time I posted the question. Post was, I have 10 Ghibli movies in my collection. That's a good collection right there, man. They got great content. Eric Water says, Odin question. Qual es el correcto? I am mildly educated in computer programming enough to know that about all about error, LMK, which is correct. Because I forgot. What? That doesn't make any sense to me. It's Odin question, all one word. It doesn't matter. So all three of those that you put, the first one at Odin question, and then Odin question, lowercase, all popped up, because as long as those letters are in that order, it pops up. Chinaman says, Tommy wants to be Joker. He will get the greatest Joker ever. Tops Heath Ledger in Phoenix easily. I would agree with that. If you've not seen Tommy Wiseau be the Joker in a video, I want to say it happened last year or over the past year or two. It's amazing. Larry is enough and correct. Odin question is enough and correct. Well, thank you, Larry. Bruce says, keep reminding chat to watch The Room. It is a must-see for all. Yes, please watch The Room. It is fantastic. Dion says, your doggies pictures are on Discord general channel. Yay! Thanks, Dion. I appreciate it, man. Harbenta says, have you ever watched any fan edits? Depends on the films. I've seen a couple of Star Wars fan edits. Super says, considering all we've just discussed regarding HBO Max and Disney's planned content and Hulu discount, gotta ask you, how long do you think until CBS All Access crashes and burns? I can tell you right now, they are sweating in their boots. Because what do they have? Star Trek Discovery? Oh, bravo! Great job. You're gonna bring in so many people in with that show. Yeah. I would say that every single service except Disney, because Disney is a giant corporation. Disney also has a vast library. Yeah, they suck, because Duck Fizney, but they still definitely have a giant service nonetheless. So I think that I could see HBO, Warner Media versus Disney being the giant battle. And I know which side I will be on. China Man says, you, a Batman the Animated TV fan, me too. Did you love also Justice League Animated Series? It is great. That is my childhood. I only ever watched the Batman the Animated Series. I also watched classic, like, 1950s, 60s, I guess it wasn't Justice League. Super Friends. Super Friends is what I was into. Meanwhile, in the Hall of Justice. I loved those when I was a child. Alice McCarthy says, Jar Jar, a Gungam story, directed by Elizabeth Banks and starring Brie Larson and Kristen Stewart. That's the only movie I would watch. Kathy Wingster, you've never seen True Lies, added to the list. It is on the list. It is on the list. Eric Walker says, I remember when Netflix was a mailbox DVD rental service. Heck, I remember when Hulu's thing was free streaming with ads. Fail Roku's the only one like that now. Yeah, it is sad. Orange Eye Review says, just out of curiosity, have you ever seen The Agony and the Ecstasy, a movie about Michelangelo painting the Sistine Chapel ceiling? If you did, what are your thoughts? I've not seen that one yet. I've actually not heard of it either. Jeremy Swick says, for the shears to be able to cut your hair must be forged from the heart of a dying star. Yeah. That is true. That's a fact, actually, for those that maybe don't know it, but that is a fact. That is a fact. All right. Let's see. We're almost at time here, but I want to try and get through as many of these comments as I possibly can. Let's see. Christopher Mills says, what do you think about the Midway movie that gets released the 8th of November? I haven't seen the trailer for it yet because I keep hearing that it seems like it will end up being like Pearl Harbor, where it's a romance that takes place during that time in history, and I don't really think I want to see that. Chinaman says, this is unlikely, but I hope HBO Max will have catalog of directors. I would love to check Orson Welles' full catalog. I watched them all again, those masterpieces. Chinaman, it's possible. If HBO is smart, they will have catalogs broken down by director, especially for their classic. And I could see them doing it for their RKO content and for their classic Warner Brothers content of saying, here are the greatest directors in our catalog. Here are their collections, because that would make it easy to access, easy to binge. I would love that. Yeah. Oh, man. This is just getting me excited. Cab Wingster says, Odin, unrelated, but do you know if Justice League Animated has a Blu-ray release? I do not know. I assume that it would. I know that a lot of those old school cartoons are finally getting them. Batman the Animated Series got a Blu-ray release. You also have Batman Beyond is coming out on Blu-ray. It's already out. It's about to come out very soon, I think. But yeah, so I could see them doing that at some point. Harabendo says, have you ever seen Adventures in Babysitting? If you didn't, I highly recommend it. It's just me, or did anyone else think it was a John Hughes movie? It sounds like one. I always assumed that it was, but no, I've not seen it. Happy wife, happy life, says Father Christopher. Absolutely, Father. Chinaman says, DC Animated Universe was great, man. Batman Animated Series, Superman, Justice League, Batman Beyond, and I think I will check them out again. Yeah. I like the ones that I watch. Larry says, please remember, anything on streaming services can be censored at any time, much easier than on a physical copy. Yeah, Larry, that's why I always say, get the physical copy if you can. You all know I am a physical media guy. I'm a physical media collector because of that very reason, Larry, and I agree with you. However, having that type of easy access for $15 a month, I think is worth it. Captain K, man, thank you very much for the pumpkin donation over on D-Lab. I appreciate you, good sir. Well, Gendry says, Netflix will be fine. It'll survive abroad where we don't have access to any of your streaming services. The only ones I know for sure we can get here are Netflix and Amazon Prime. Yeah, but I think most of the money they make is not from foreign markets, but from America, I would assume. I could be wrong on that, but that's why I think it's a pretty big deal for them. Harwood Bento says, Lighthouse is good, perhaps great, but it is weird, twisted movie. I'm almost surprised it isn't rated NC-17. Yeah, I've definitely heard that's a little bit on the outside. Aiden Vickery says, given Netflix appears to have an issue or two, what are the odds Disney will be buying them within the 18 months to try and corner the streaming market share? Very high. But the problem with Disney is that they don't have excess capital to spend at this point. They've already spent so much on Star Wars and on Marvel. And in some of their places, they're losing money. Star Wars, they're losing money in several places, right? Solo Star Wars Story was for a loss. I think they've made it up now at this point because of streaming deal that they've made. But it's going to be a lot harder to do that with their streaming service of their own, because they really can't pay themselves to host their own content. At least I don't think they can. Well, you know, Disney probably would, because we already know that in their theme parks, they've double charged and double counted things like gift cards. So that would actually be more in line with anything. Zena says, hate saying I told people so, but why again was it a great idea for Disney to buy Fox? Both Jeff and World Class BSers and I said it was a bad idea. It seems like a really bad idea. I think you're right about that. Eric Walker says, you said none of it made sense, but your answer was perfect. 10 out of 10. Highly satisfying. Thanks for explaining it to me again. No problem. No problem, Eric Walker. No problem at all. Oh, my goodness. All right. So I'm going to have to start skipping some comments from people that I've read a lot of comments from tonight, because I do need to start wrapping things up. Tina says, CBS All Access has Young Sheldon and Gordon. What's his name? Wreck of Twilight Zone. What do you think? What do you mean? What do they have? Seriously? Yeah. What do they have? That's right. They got nothing. Let's see. Bruce says, making a list of movies to watch only makes sense if you start to watch the movies on the list. That's a good point. Howard Mendes says, I've liked Elizabeth Banks a lot as an actress ever since I saw her as Betty Brant in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movies, but she's not a good director. She should stay in front of the camera. Yeah, I just don't like it. Reagan Targaryen says, the second set of shears used to cut your hair must be forged from Iron Man or Elon Musk. Alice Garley says, RKO content, the Randy Orton finisher. You know better. China Man says, physical media is my favorite type of collection. You feel you own the product, and by the time passes, it will have more value. Yeah, and also when the streaming services decide to, gotta see the puppies. By the time the streaming services start to really own their contents and only make it exclusive to streaming, you will have it, and you will always have it. Sam Productions, what's going on, man? Coming to the stream. Will Gendry says, yeah, Netflix will have a big drop in share value, but they'll probably just refocus on places outside of America where they can negotiate to show things that can't be shown in America. Maybe. I have my doubts. Christopher Mill says, I think they brought Fox to get Star Wars rights back. I think that's definitely a part of it as well. Justin Proper, what's going on, Justin? How's it going? How's the new name treating you? Welcome, 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 good sir. Chinaman says, I called it Disney buying Fox is bad for cinema, but when Sony took back Spidey, people will be rooting for Disney. Rooting for Disney to buy Disney, but they don't know what that will hurt cinema. They don't understand that when all these companies are buying each other, it's really just hurting competition. So he says, love your shirt. Well, thank you. This is indeed the official Odin's Movie Blog shirt. If you want to buy one, you can check out the link in the description. Teespring is available. I also am on TeePublic. I don't have the direct link to it, but TeePublic has shirts, buttons, stickers, hoodies, onesies for children, tons of stuff, mugs, and eventually I'll add more stuff to it as well. Jeremy Swiggs. Well, just so you know, I did. Harbeth, though, is it just me or season 9 of Doctor Who better than season 8? It's been so long since I've seen it. I can't even with those names you just listed, I could not possibly figure it out. Could not possibly. And Grandmaster Yoda says, Disney have department $60 billion. They don't buy much in near future. Have department capital? Don't know what that means. All right, anybody. So thank you so much. Seriously, DLive fam, you've been amazing. Captain Heist, thank you so much again for resubbing for 3 months over on DLive. It really does mean a lot. And thank you for everyone for the comments tonight, for anyone that super chatted, for all your information. So for those that have maybe just joined the stream, just a little bit of a recap. Dan and Dave are idiots, but we already knew that. Star Wars being run by Lucasfilm, who are also a group of idiots. We already knew that as well. The big news I feel tonight is the fact that HBO Max is going to be $15 a month, have the entire Warner Brothers catalog, all the Studio Ghibli films, all the Looney Tunes cartoons, among countless other titles, for $15 a month starting in May, all content available on day of release. That's pretty damn impressive, man. That's pretty damn awesome. Chris Stanley coming in at the last minute for a donation. Thank you for the $3 donation, man, using Streamlabs. He says, awesome stream as usual, Odin Hale, brother. Well, thank you. I really do appreciate that, man. And something I forgot to do last stream, and I'm very sorry indeed. On Sunday, we had our Chosen of Valhalla stream, and I was just so tired by the end of it because we went for 2.5 hours plus that I forgot to check and shout out the rest of my patrons. So a huge shout out once again to my October patrons. This might be the last time that you get a shout out in this month. So thank you so much for anyone that is leaving. I know that there's a couple people that their patronage is up, and I will miss them, but they're all good people. And for anyone that's jumping on for November, if you are new, your name will be started to shout out starting November 1st or 2nd, whenever all the processing is finished. Anyway, shout out to my October patrons, Animation Commentator, Baptist702, Brian P., Dion, Edward Coleman, Elizabeth M., Enrique Evangelista, Entertainment Hacker, Father Christopher Miller, Frank the Tank and the Shaheen Weirder Dog Clan, Harold Francis the Hunka Chunka Funka Monkey, Inflamed Wood, Intertrap Productions, Jason Clark, Jeffrey Toon, JJ, Jonathan Jarenbeck, Mad Mitch Dunaway, Mr. Peabody and His Evil Twin, Orange Hat Reviews, Outpost Dyer, Patrick Layden, Perpetual Punster, Riv Magos, Rosetta Allen, Sir Lancelato, Theodore Benden, The DJD Show, Those Two Ball Guys, US Dutch Kitty, and What an ABC. Thank you so much for being awesome and amazing people. And also a huge shout out to my Subscribestar peeps, Larry, welcome, welcome, welcome. Larry, Drunken Welfare Man, Mr. Roy, Glinzer, History Girl Tina B, G2Cool99, Darkstar57, Laura Story, Alice McCarthy, US888209Fast, Dean Heiss, Harold Francis, J-Rod the Beer Guru, Nevanon G. Adams, and ZK Man. You guys are all amazing and beautiful people. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for being awesome. Give a huge shout out to the Valkyries tonight. They did an amazing job. And also, Tina, start that YouTube channel, especially with this service now coming out, because Tina, you could be the expert on all things HBO Max because you know all of the content, classic content, coming to that service. So think about it. Let's get some of that hashtag Tina YouTube trending in the chat because she deserves it. She's awesome. Stephanie, also amazing as well. And Stephanie, I think, could also make a great YouTube channel as well. You guys are awesome. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. DLive fam, you stick around. Will Gendry post in the how dare you? Don't you throw that gif in there, man. Anyway, DLive fam, you know me. I'll take care of y'all in a second. You guys are all amazing. If you've been watching the stream tonight, thank you so much. Go check out World Class BSers. They are going to be hosting the High Council this evening, talking all things Star Wars, Dan and Dave, all the craziness going on. Hopefully they could talk about HBO Max, because I think this is a pretty big story. Very, very big story. I love you guys so much. Have a wonderful night. And as always, God bless.